Last Word on Today FM.
Is immigration the issue in the general election that it was for many during the local and European elections? Has the situation been somewhat diffused? How differently should things be done going into the future? We've two guests with us, Pádraig Tobin, the leader of AIMTU, and first Colm Brophy, Fine Gael TD for Dublin South West. Colm, in the last week, it's been reported that the government, or Fine Gael, as holders of the Department of Justice, has plans for charter flights to remove individuals from Ireland who no longer have permission to remain in the state. A sort of a Rwanda policy, is it, albeit not using a third-party country, but back to countries of origin. Why so late in the day in the lifetime of the government get toughness? How much of this is just a stunt in front of a general election?
Well, it's not. First of all, it's not a Rwanda policy, by the way, as you actually did go on to correct there and say that it is removal people back and not to a third country. I think it's very important actually to recognise the work that Minister McEntee has been doing on this, because there's been a range of changes which have been brought in to accelerate the process so as that we will have one of the firmest, one of the fairest and one of the most effective systems for processing people who arrive in our country. And that's what we actually need, and I think that's what a majority of people want.
And why hasn't that been done in the last few years? Why has it taken so long for you to promise that?
It has actually been rolled out. The changes have been rolled out, and particularly I think there has been an impetus in this area when our new Taoiseach and Simon Harris came in. It was something that he really did focus in on, and I think, but the Minister has been working on this. So you've actually seen over the last while a doubling of the number of staff in the office who are processing it. You've seen a massive shortening of the times that those processes take place. And you've also seen a situation where the number of deportations have gone up. So this is a continuation of that work. And I think it recognises the fact that for an awful lot of people, they want to see this firm, fair and effective system talking about where people, if they do arrive and have a genuine case, that that's heard. But if they don't, that they're dealt with quickly and they're deported from our country.
Pádraig Tobin, has that been happening in recent months since Simon Harris took over, that we now have a firm, fair and effective system?
Well, the government has been asleep at the wheel for the last number of years, and the fact that they're wakening up just before the election is extremely cynical. And just look at the issue of deportations. So the minister, according to an answer from a parliamentary question that I received, there were 1,792 deportation orders made last year. 98 were actually enforced. That's 5% of all the deportation orders last year were actually enforced. Now, the government will say that, well, there were 648 voluntary deportations. But when I asked the Minister for Justice, can she be sure that those people have actually left the country? She said, no, they have no way of checking whether or not these people have left the country. So an incredibly lax situation in terms of deportations. So we have a very expensive system to differentiate between those who need help and those who don't. And the outcome for those who fail and those who are successful is practically the same. For the vast majority, most gets to stay in the country, which is an incredible situation. We still have thousands of people landing in the country in our airports without travel documents on an annual basis. And still 76% of people coming into the country are actually coming from Britain via the north of Ireland into the south. And also people are applying for asylum after their working visa has elapsed or after their student visa has elapsed. So we're in an incredibly loose situation in terms of this situation. And, you know, the government are still refusing to consult with local communities. And I think that's been one of the biggest sins, because, you know, they're creating...
Will we get to that in a second? Because sure. Colm Brophy wanted to respond to what you said, and we'll get to the community issue in a minute.
Thank you. There is, of course, a number of key areas we must actually take account. First of all, I think the number of deportations has gone up, and I think there's 830 people have been deported in have departed the state, shall we say, in various ways up to November of this year. The numbers are going up constantly, and it is important that we recognise the fact that there have been major changes in terms of processing time. So let's just take one thing that Pádraig was mentioning there, because I think there's a real element when he goes through those figures of trying to pander in a particular way to try and almost whip up a hysteria around this. So
I'll give you a chance, Pádraig, in a second. Let Colm finish.
We have a situation where we have a substantial number of what are known as doorstep checks taking place all the time. And that is basically seen, and people have seen this, I've seen it myself, that, you know, you're getting off an airplane in Dublin Airport and you will have Gardaí officials standing there checking to see. It's important to note, if you arrive in our country without documentation, you'll be processed within 12 weeks and your decision will be that if you don't, or if you arrive with false documentation as well, that you'll be processed quickly and told you have to go. The other thing I would say is this, and this is also very important, we have, and I mean, I'm sure Pather, coming from the background politically he comes from, we do have an open border with Northern Ireland. And it's important that we work with the UK authorities, and I think the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister have correctly addressed this, to do everything to collectively control this.
Okay, I need to give Pather the opportunity to respond to your allegation that you're trying to whip this up.
So this is really important. So, like, in a liberal democracy, citizens have the right to discuss issues such as immigration. And the idea that a government, in defense of critiquing, somebody critiquing their policies, would then try to silence that critique by saying people are pandering is absolutely shocking. It's actually intellectually lazy to call people names on this issue and not engage with the actual topic itself. And that's the first thing. Secondly,
what do you think I've been doing,
Sorry, hold on one second. Both of you, one second, please. Neither of you are in studio, so because you're on phones, it's very difficult for the listeners if you start talking over each other. Colm, you made an allegation about Pather. I'm giving him the opportunity to respond now. When he's finished, I'll bring you back in, Colm. Pather, please carry on.
Thank you.
Yes, so it's really important. And I think that most people in this country want a system that actually helps those who are really in need and actually differentiates between those people and those who are not in need. And in terms of those who are not in need, people want to see the law implemented. And even in the latest figures that Colm has given about the 800 deportations, even in that situation, the vast majority of those are what's called voluntary deportations, where the state does not know if these people have left or not. And the idea that we're actually talking about voluntary deportations at this stage of the crisis is absolutely crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And you mentioned about the open border with the north of Ireland. For sure, we absolutely want an open border with the north of Ireland. But we want an Irish Sea border between Ireland and Britain for the issue of migration, in the same way there's an Irish Sea border there currently for the movement of goods because of Brexit. And, you know, the Irish government, if they were serious about this, would be sitting down with the new Labour government, who are much more open to discussing these arrangements. It's actually in the interests of the London government to have this arrangement, because flows can go in both directions in terms of this. But the only way to manage the people who come onto the island of Ireland is to check at Belfast and Larne.
Well, I think it is. Look, there's a couple of things here. We are engaging in this, and actually it's an issue that does come up, and it comes up with for people who are canvassing every single night. And I think the government has shown, and I think particularly under the leadership of Simon Harris, it's shown that by implementing a system, as I said earlier on, to have a firm, fair and effective system, we can address some of the key issues, which Pather quite correctly mentioned there, that we do actually need a system that has people coming into our country. They're the backbone in many, many ways of our healthcare system, etc. So we will always have people arriving in. And we also need a firm and effective system for dealing with people who are not entitled to stay in our country. And I think the government has got that balance right. I think we've moved to ensure that some of the problems which were there, and we recognised there were problems there, have actually been addressed.
Okay, I want to go back to Pather, because you've raised an interesting point, Colm.
With our European partners and the UK.
Because, Colm, one of the things in the Ain't Too policy has been that you want to see the numbers of people coming to Ireland legally from foreign countries on work permits fall. Why don't we need all of these people to fill the jobs, particularly with the multinational sector and service jobs and healthcare jobs, that we don't have enough people to fill? And there will be major problems for social services and for companies if they can't get people on these work permits from outside the EU.
Yeah, so absolutely, we do favour people coming into the country in terms of work permits. There's no doubt that so many people in Ireland who are immigrants are making an extraordinarily valuable contribution to our country in a range of different areas, especially in the healthcare sector. But I will say, in recent months, when I engage with local authorities, they're telling me that there's an increasing number of people who are here on legal work permits who are now presenting as homeless. And, you know, the councils are telling me that they can't do anything for them because they're neither asylum seekers who are entitled to some accommodation or Irish citizens who are also entitled to help in terms of accommodation. So there is an issue of sustainability that we have to bring into this conversation too. And sustainability is the point of where resources and numbers meet. And there is a concern, and I have a concern too, that in terms of the tech industry, in terms of the ICT industry, etc., that it is maybe government policy to keep providing for work permits, but we do have to start to try and match those numbers of work permits with the resources in terms of housing, healthcare, education, transport as
okay.
well.
Okay, Colin Brophy, what's your response to that?
Well, my response is that there is a very sustained and substantial need for work permits to be provided.
But where are these people going to live, and what about the provision of state services to them? That's the point that Patrick O'Bean made.
Well, the key thing is most people who come into this country on a work permit are actually able to earn a living, and they are out there like everybody else in the country, either paying their rent or getting their accommodation. So I think it's a little bit of trying to, again, stir it up in this area by saying on one hand you welcome people to come in who are so essential to provide key services, and at the other hand saying, well, these people are actually using up state services. And I think the vast majority of people who come to Ireland to work on a work permit, the only thing they want to do is get there and get working as soon as possible, and they're actually contributors. Remember, immigrants coming into our country put $3 billion per year in tax revenue into our country. $3 billion. That's $3 billion that pays and funds some of the core public services that we provide to everybody in our country. So they are a huge and vital part of our country.
I want to ask you about community issues, both of you, the time we have available. I'm going to start with you, Colin Brophy, because it was something brought up by Patrick Tobin earlier as to whether there has been enough communication with communities, maybe in built-up urban areas and also in rural communities around the country, as to the number of immigrants, be it international applicants for protection or be it Ukrainians being resettled from the war, as to whether it has been appropriate to have large numbers in small areas. How would you address that, Colm, given that it seems to have been a major issue over the last 3 years that you haven't addressed?
Well, I do think, look, it is a fair point. The numbers between the horrendous crisis situation that occurred in Ukraine after the Russian invasion and also post-COVID in terms of the general rise in numbers resulted in a situation where the government needed to act and act quickly on a humanitarian level for so many people. Could we have got all the communication a little bit better? Yes, yeah, I think you have to acknowledge that. Are we doing that now? I believe yes. I think there's a real desire to see. And I think Fine Gael particularly, and under the leadership of Simon Harris in this area, has shown that we have to move away from a situation of going into communities and having an access situation around maybe a local hotel or facility, and moving towards a much better planned out provision by the state of proper facilities, but that will enable us. But the real solution to dealing with this is to have the firm, fair and effective system where people are dealt with in a very quickly and speedy way, which means you don't have this problem of people being arriving in large numbers and staying there.
Okay, last word to you, Patrick Tobin, your answer to that particular point about community issues.
Yep. First of all, can I say there's been absolutely no communication between the government and communities. Because I know that for a fact, because I'm a TD in Meath, and when an IPAS centre was created, all we received was an email, nothing else for us. And the residents themselves have received nothing. And I've actually met with residents associations, for example, in Coolock, not the protesters, but the residents who actually live there. And they've told me they've never had any communication from the government at all. And what that has done, it has created a vacuum, which has acted as a petri dish for, you know, rumours and bad actors to get involved. The government has said, we do not trust communities, we will not talk to communities, and as a result we've had these bad actors move in relation to that. And in relation to locations for accommodation, this is a stunning fact. A third of all hotels outside of the M50 are now in a state contract with the state on this issue. That means a whole lot of downstream tourism businesses are actually suffering significant income loss as a result. 85% of all of the accommodation that the state is using themselves for accommodation are hospitality locations. Roger O'Gorman bought 30 buildings 3 years ago to use in terms of providing accommodation. Today, none of those buildings are in use because the same incompetency that exists in terms of delivering public infrastructure in this government, from everything from rail lines to hospitals, is actually operating still in this situation as well. And that's why they're leaning so heavily into hospitality.
Thank you very much, Padraig Tobin, leader of AIN2, Colin Brophy, junior minister, and Fine Gael TD for Dublin South West.
The Last Word on Today FM.